Two people are dead after a single-engine plane crashed into a home Thursday afternoon in Akron. Authorities say the 1963 Piper Cherokee went down around 3:45 in the 2200 block of Canterbury Circle shortly after taking off from Akron Fulton Airport. The crash sparked a massive fire that destroyed the home and damaged a neighboring house. Everyone inside the residence escaped safely. Fire crews from several communities responded as thick smoke billowed over the area. The Highway Patrol and FAA are investigating the cause of the crash. A Canton man has been sentenced to 20 years in federal prison for child pornography offenses. 46-year-old Shane Stouffer pleaded guilty in January to receipt and possession of child sexual abuse materials and was also ordered to serve 10 years of supervised release. Federal prosecutors say he was identified in a 2025 online probe, and a search of his home turned up dozens of files involving children under 12. Court records show Stouffer also has prior sex crime convictions dating back to 1999 and 2014. A bench trial has resulted in guilty verdicts for a teen charged in a shooting in Canton. On Wednesday, Stark County Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath convicted 17-year-old Donovan Graydon of Canton of aggravated robbery and felonious assault, but acquitted him of attempted murder and an aggravated robbery count. Sentencing is scheduled for Monday. The case resulted from a July 2025 armed robbery in which a man suffered serious injuries while he and a woman were held up. The city of Canton is at the center of a legal dispute over a tax abatement ordinance tied to a proposed data center in Perry Township. A Stark County judge has denied a motion filed by former city council candidate Daniel Gates asking for a temporary restraining order and injunction. He argued the legislation's emergency designation was being used to bypass referendum timelines. Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer ruled Monday the request was not related to Gates' pending case, which deals with city council public comment and meeting procedures. She also found that under Ohio law, emergency designations by city councils are not subject to judicial review. Gates is seeking reconsideration. Council is expected to vote on the tax break Monday. Ohio is awarding more than $61 million in brownfield remediation grants for cleanup projects across the state, including three in Stark County. The funding includes $300,000 to assess the former Joel's Garage in Alliance, $380,000 for cleanup at two former recycling sites in Canton, and another $300,000 for environmental testing at the former Republic Steel site in Canton. State officials say the program helps turn abandoned industrial properties into new development opportunities. Nimishillen Township trustees dealt with fire and road issues Thursday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
Both Jim Combs and Aaron Snyder were approved as part-time firefighters as the first step in scheduling their pre-employment physicals. Two heavy-duty washing machines, which will extract contaminants, were approved for a $16,575 purchase, of which $12,996 is covered by a Bureau of Workmen's Compensation grant. Four bids for road paving, ranging from $499,000 to $657,000, were opened and submitted to Road Superintendent Lee Gonzalez for review and a recommendation for approval at a future meeting.
The Portage County Sheriff's Office says a juvenile is linked to a series of vehicle thefts and attempted thefts in the Kent and Ravenna areas. Vehicles were stolen and three others were targeted between April 17th and Thursday, all involving Kia and Hyundai models. Officials say the suspect, who was not identified due to their age, admitted involvement. The Sheriff's Office is urging residents to lock vehicles, remove keys and key fobs, and use anti-theft devices when possible. A Salem police officer has resigned while under investigation by the Ohio BCI. State records show Officer Michael Werkner resigned effective Monday in lieu of termination. According to the Salem News, Salem police say the department received a complaint last month alleging violations of Ohio law and department policies. The officer was placed on leave during the investigation, and a special prosecutor has been requested due to a conflict of interest. A Salem Township woman accused in the deaths of five horses is now under a stricter bond condition, banning contact with both companion animals and livestock. A Columbiana County judge modified the order for 45-year-old Heather Berkmeyer, the former operator of Pure Gold Stables, after prosecutors argued the original language did not cover livestock. Berkmeyer has pleaded not guilty to multiple misdemeanor animal cruelty charges. Five horses were found dead last year, with necropsy results showing signs of starvation and dehydration. A man killed in Wednesday morning's shooting in Austintown has been identified as 30-year-old Zachary Fisher of Austintown. The Mahoning County coroner says he died after being taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center following the shooting near New Road and Lorry Drive. Police say the incident began around 7:15 with reports of shots fired and a possible crash and fight. Two adults were questioned, and the case remains under investigation. Ohio gubernatorial candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is proposing consolidating some of the state's public universities, but his campaign says Youngstown State University is not on any closure list. A spokesperson for Ramaswamy tells WSJ WFMJ-TV, claims that YSU could be shut down are blatant political misinformation, saying the plan focuses on reducing overhead and building centers of excellence among Ohio colleges. YSU officials say the school has seen recent enrollment growth and there has been no public proposal to close the university. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.